know a former boater rider named Diana Aper?
Diana.
Do you know Diana?
Diana Gadden, Diana.
Yeah?
Diana Gadden.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yes.
Yeah, we know her. That's a second. Take her.
Yes. He knows her. She's the other side.
You know her?
Yeah, I know.
Where does she...
What does she do now?
Is she a mechanic? Does she fix?
If she's still doing the Buddha Buddha, or she's doing another job.
Uh-huh. But I'm a rider.
No, Diana.
Diana?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What does she do now?
But the lodge.
Huh?
Lodge.
It is a lodge.
Mm.
No, we are looking for a lady called Diana.
Mm.
She was a Buddha Buddha rider. We want to know where she is.
I'm Travis Anderson in Gulu, Northern Uganda. I'm here with the organization SEED, where we work to empower youth in Uganda by providing a platform for them to share their ideas and their successes. And for now, we are looking for a woman named Diana Aper. Boda Bodas, or simply Bodas, are the main source of public transport within the cities and towns of Uganda, basically a motorbike and rider that pick up and drop off people throughout the city. And although it is mostly a male-dominated field, there are some women who drive them. Diana is one. She first caught my attention when I was searching for the possibility of female boda riders in Gulu Town and discovered an article from 2012 in a local newspaper here in Gulu, the Daily Monitor. Diana is unique because she was at one time the only female boda rider in Gulu and might still be. So we'd love to talk to her. But first, we need to find her.
I'm Barbara Namtas. I'm working with SEED Intern 2017 and I'm from Eastern Uganda, Mbale. I'm a social worker by profession, and I'm glad to be part of this project under SEED.
I'm Nyako Geoffrey Augustine, and I'm from the northern part of Uganda.
So the search for Diana kind of started off cold and wet. Overcast sky and light rain in Gulu this morning. First rainy day we've had since we've been here. We've come to the central market just to hide out of the rain for a bit, let it pass, and then I suppose we'll head back to the compound, and maybe if the skies clear up tomorrow we can continue the search for Diana.
But still we'll have to go back to the market and ask the boda boda riders more about Diana. And maybe any more information about a boda boda rider who is a female.
I know where she's staying.
Oh.
Yeah. And where she's staying, she's also having her stays there. She's up to Chokowera.
Chokowera.
I mean, Chokowera. 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 Yeah, it is Chokowera.
So that is where she stays, or that's where her workplace is?
She's also staying Dozen.
As well as working that
yeah,
website.
Yeah, he's also working there. Yeah.
She's called Aberu.
Oh, Abe.
I know, not Abe.
The fat man. Okay. The fat
yeah,
lady.
Yeah. I think she has taken like 7 to 8 years. Maybe by the time you'll come back, I'll find where they normally work.
So what we know about Diana so far is that she's probably been a boda rider now for 7 or 8 years, her stage, but we're still confused as to whether or not she's a mechanic, whether she rides at night, or whether she rides through the day. So the search for Diana continues.
No, today we don't have rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the biggest obstacle if it were raining today. But the fact that it's not raining, I presume the biggest obstacle would be the transport to our place. Because they say it's really far. And we really need to get back and anyway, transport.
So I went up to there this morning.
Yeah.
So I phone at home. Only that she told me that she doesn't have a phone.
She doesn't have a phone number?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a phone.
But it's at home.
Okay.
If we go there anytime, can we find her today?
Yeah, she told me that she will be at home. Because normally she used to move at night.
Okay.
Not daytime, as if for us we do.
So she doesn't have any other contact we can use to reach her?
No.
Do you think we could go see her now, like if we went over to her place?
We leave right now, we can go and find her. Of course, she's at home.
Okay.
With the help of a boat driver named Patrick, we are eventually on our way to finding Diana at her home in Laibi on the southern edge of Gulu. The rough stony road off the main highway gives me the feeling that we're heading upcountry, but after only a few hundred meters, the driver pulls the motorbike over to the side of the road beside a gathering of five small circular huts with thatched straw roofs, typical of northern Uganda. The homes with their short walls made of cement are small and modest, measuring only about 3 meters across and 2 meters tall to the tops of their conical roofs. As we approach, I see someone whom I already know is a Bear Diana herself, and she is quick to smile because she knows why we're there. She is tall and stocky, a solid woman who looks like she can take care of herself, but her soft, kind face and gentle smile give her away as a lamb dressed as a lion. Her delicate handshake that is light and timid holds my fingers with hers, and it tells me that she is not a renegade at all. She is a woman doing what she needs to do to look after her children.
Hello. Hello, I'm Travis. How are you?
Good.
And
you're Joplin. I'm your baby.
Okay.
And I'm Bob.
We've been looking for you. So you wanna, she can just introduce herself?
I want her to put it in form of like a story. I'm telling her what we need from her, so she's going to put it as a story. She'll tell us about her story, her age, her name, yeah, the village she comes from, when, what inspired her from doing this business, the time she comes back, who takes care of the children when she's not around, is it dangerous to work at night, what fears does she have to work like during night time, does she have trouble with the customers? She's going to tell it in form of a story.
Anya Be Diana.
My name is Abe Diana. I am a child from Alero, and my village is Anaka. I didn't go to school. I didn't even go to P1. This motorcycle riding that I learned, it was a long time ago. I learned it from some men who teach people motorcycle riding at only 200 shillings, which I got from selling some fruits. I was really a stubborn kid, and I would use part of the money that I got from selling the fruits for learning to ride the motorcycle and take the rest back home. I started riding a boda in 2006. The reason I ride a boda is because of being a mother at an early age. I have now been riding a boda for 11 years and have been riding at night for almost 6 years. The reason why I ride is mainly for my children. Next year, two of my children, the first pair of twins, will be in P7, and the second pair will be in P6. I also have a young one who is still at home with me. All my five kids are boys. Sometimes people fear me carrying them because they may get injured, but when they see that you have carried one of them or their children, they trust you more. People often ask me why I, being a lady, would ride at night and ask if it isn't very dangerous. At night, it is more profitable than the day. At least carrying a person for 1,000 during the day is instead 2,000 at night. One thing is that your security is your brain, and you should not rely on anyone to take care of you during the day or at night. You must protect yourself. These words help me always be careful whenever I ride a boda at night. When I go to work at night, I leave my kids with the lady who took care of me since the time when my parents were killed in the war. By the time I had the first set of twins, I at least had some knowledge about riding motorcycles. So when I had the twins, things really started becoming very hard for me. I then prayed to God to at least help me use this little bit of knowledge that I had learned to feed my children at the minimum. When I realized that this job really fed my children, I give a big thanks to God. I don't have a motorcycle of my own, so I always borrow from my colleague to whom I pay a fee to when I'm done working in the morning. The rest of the money I use to feed my children and other things. I choose to ride at night because I really make more money than in the day. This helps me to pay the owner of the border and to keep some for myself to feed my children and me. I have worked for a long time now and I will always carry the people that I know. I always go to work at 6 p.m. and normally come back early in the morning, like at around 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. So I sleep until 11 a.m. and cook for the children. I normally make enough money during Friday and Saturday, and this is because the other days people are busy with work, so they tend not to go out to clubs at night. I don't have my parents because they died during the LRA war and the days of Kony. They left me there on the compound, and there was a woman who came and took me. The woman who took care of me is 105 years old, and she's in Anaka. She didn't have the strength to take me to school, but I thank her so much that she fed me, and I love her so much. I see her now as my mother. I'm not getting help from anywhere to help me with my children, and so I do it on my own because their father is not there to support them. I use the money I get from riding a border to pay the rent for the house to ensure that if my children are sick, they can get treatment, and to feed them as well as to send them to school. I also use the money to buy clothes for my children. I do all these things so that my children can also live like the other children in their schools and neighborhoods. I also do this so that my children forget the meaning of poverty. And there are some times that I don't have money, but I make sure they don't know about it because I want my children to always be with a clear mind of having everything they need. So if they ask me why I ride a border, and being the woman among the men who ride a border, I always tell them not to worry, that all they must think of is that I do all these for them. When I started riding a border, it wasn't really that easy for me, because everywhere that I go, people do talk about me negatively. Some of them would also approach me and try to talk me out of continuing border riding. But these things that they say, I knew it was going to happen, so I always ignore them, knowing that I'm doing this for my children. Before I started riding, I had seen what challenges I would face and the expenses that I would incur during this job, and the concerns of being able to keep some of my responsibilities as a mother. To my sisters out there, I say, don't fear to do something that you feel will get you out of the situation that you're in now. Always remember the reason why the idea came to you in the first place. Don't mind what people will say about you. I ask the youth, I beg you, put your heart in your studies so that in the coming future you can make your parents happy and help them. Be good to other children because you never know, they may also help you in the future. Respect your teachers and your fellow schoolmates too. I have a prayer because things are getting harder for me. But if I don't cry out, my children will end up out of school. So I pray that if there is anyone out there, not only in Uganda but also abroad, who can help me and at least give me the strength for my children to go to senior school, please come out and help me. I thank you for coming and thinking about me and for letting people know who I am. My hope is that this may help me and improve my situation, because now people may stop me on the street and know who I am. They may now have the trust for me to carry them on my border.
Finding Diana was written and produced by me, Travis Anderson. Translations and interview conducted by Nieko Joffrey Augustin. The voice of Aber Diana was played by Oyela Joanne. Finding Diana is a production of Seed, 2017.